Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for January 2026. My name is Levi Smith, and also in Discord we have Jacob. So this is our 10-year...
Been a while.
What's up?
Been a while since I've been around.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had an online hangout like this. We usually do the annual Game Jam kickoffs, but it's been a while since we've done a meeting, online meeting like this.
Yeah.
So I was just going to show off, like this is the website right here, noxgamedesign.org. Everybody's probably familiar with this. We do have the podcast linked off here. So we're on Apple Podcast and Spotify. So yeah, this is actually 10 years since the first podcast that we did back in 2016. Back then it was more of a play a game a week, and we talked about design mechanics and things like that. So we have overall 120 episodes up here, and each one is about 20 minutes to an hour long, each one on like a different game design topic. So yeah, back then the group started up, I think around 2010, had in-person meetings from then till 2016. I was going to bring up this post. This was posted by Mike Neal right before he left, and he gave a pretty good overview of how the group started up. I was just going to read this. So the first meeting of the group, originally called Nox NA, was February 2010. The group was part of XNA game development and part robotics, mostly Lego Mindstorm bots, but with an eye on using Microsoft Robotics Studio and XNA for bigger things. We met weekly, which was a crazy pace for a group, and held many challenges for the robots while talking through XNA examples provided by Microsoft. Things slowed down, the robotics side tapered off, and we moved to holding the meetings monthly at the newly formed Technology Cooperative. Yes, the group is older than the TechCo. As Microsoft began to sunset XNA, we renamed the group Nox Game Design to match an existing Facebook of local ITT Tech game design graduates. So yeah, that's when I came in, was around 2012, and XNA was kind of like, it was kind of hot, it's kind of going away a little bit, but it's kind of the height of the indie game craze back then. And I think my first game on Xbox Live Indie Games was like 2012, 2013, around that time frame. So yeah, good times back then. So yeah, we did online hangouts after that from 2017 to 2020, and then after 2020, we just started doing the monthly presentations with an annual Game Jam kickoff. Yeah, I was going to mention, we do have the Discord chat right here, and I was going to give a shout out to, I believe his name is James I know him better as Locksmith Army. Yeah, so we started up this new collaboration channel right here, and I know, he goes by Little Snug, on the Discord channel, but there's a sign-up sheet, KGD, Nox Game Design sign-up sheet, so I think he's trying to start up like a little project with some of the local developers here in the Knoxville area. So it looks like there's a lot of activity going on there. So anybody's interested in joining a local project, yeah, check out the Discord. And if I didn't mention earlier, you can get to the Discord by going to chat on the noxgamedesign.org website and just click there, and that'll send you straight to the group. Other than that, I was just going to mention, we do have the running list of videos going back to 2016, on the Nox Game Design playlist. You can get that on YouTube. That has all the different episodes, so you can go back and watch those. Also started the Rumble channel, so got a lot of them up here as well. But I don't think all of them are up here yet. Also trying to get all our videos up on Odyssey, anybody that likes Odyssey out there. So that's another alternative, location to watch our videos. So other than that, I guess we'll still plan on having a Game Jam kickoff in April 2026. Don't have a set date on that yet. But I'm thinking it'll probably be like the first or second week in April. We had good showing last year in 2025. Had five games created from by members of the group, and you can find that on the Knox Game Design website. So that's pretty much all I had for this month. Let's see if I can get back to the shared screen right here. So Jacob, do you have anything you're working on or anything you want to share or talk about?
I have a game that I've been working on for a while. I figured I'd show that after you were done with whatever you had.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me, I don't know if I have to stop sharing my screen.
Let's try my screen and the audio, so you might be able to see it.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
So, the whole idea of this game is that it's sort of like, I don't have a plan for how I was going to introduce what this thing is. But it's like it's heavily inspired by both like Darkwood and Bloodborne. I'm pretty vetty for Bloodborne, right? Levi?
Yep.
Okay. And I don't know if you've heard of Darkwood before, but it's supposed to be like this game. It's like a survival horror sort of Souls-like type of experience is what I was trying to go for. So, sorry, I haven't actually described the game.
Yeah, yeah, it looks good. I see your little guy going through there, kind of like through the little maze.
So, there's like a basic test level. We have all the weapons here. And so far, I've gotten pretty far in a lot of the design. Well, the design. So we got a guy here. I grabbed a shotgun from up here. I'm actually quite proud of how I've gotten the item system to work, which a lot of it is unified. Like, I don't know. I didn't have a plan for what else to go to talk about with this game. I'm just trying to figure out what I should say.
Right. Yeah, it looks good. So you're using GameMaker again for this?
Yes, GameMaker 2.
Oh, GameMaker 2. Okay, gotcha.
And,
so are you going to post this on like itch.io or anywhere, Game Jolt or anywhere?
I was going to post this on itch.io and hopefully people play it and give me input so I can figure out how to make this game not a dog water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not entirely sure if this game is good. Like, it's all right, but I'm the one who made it, so...
Yeah, it's always good to put it out there and get feedback from other people. Yeah, it looks good to me. All the little maze mechanics and everything, and you got the shooting going on there. Have you added any enemies to it yet?
Yeah. There was those two guys.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
So we've got enemies, and there's a bit of like a stealth kind of thing. Like, you can't see them unless you have like direct line of sight to them.
Gotcha.
And they don't like instantly aggro when they see you. They sort of have like a, like in most stealth games where they have like a bit of time. But like, they have an internal alert meter that builds when you're sort of in their field of view. You're not blocked by anything. And once that like reaches a certain threshold, they aggro and attack you. So some enemies are alerted sooner and some are alerted later. Right? Like that guy. I think that guy saw me earlier, so he might have been pre-seeing. But, so firearms are something in this game that I'm actually kind of like a lot. The idea is, like, there's four different types of items. There's stamina-based items, which is like in a, you know, melee weapons in Dark Souls. And weapons, there's four different types, but they can also transform. Like in Bloodborne, like I transform my shotgun from being ranged. whole animation system I've built for like I have just done a little array, and like you have animations where like you can move while in the animation, you'll be frozen during the animation, or something that like has an effect. That's how all the items work. They sort of bang it in like an animation thing. And like, as you saw there, that sort of shows internally how it's shown. So like it fires, like we have, I can move while shooting. Like one is just, you can move in the animation, two is you can't, and three is the actual effect. And all items sort of work in the same way where they play an animation in another animation. And stamina items use up stamina. Charge-based items, like a shotgun here, require an external item in order to reach target. So I have my main hand. In my main hand, I have my shotgun. I have my shotgun shells. If you left-click, use the item in your main hand. If you right-click, use the item in your offhand. And you shotgun shells to reload the shotgun.
Yeah, look at how like the shot kind of spreads out when you shoot it. That's a nice effect right there.
And all the like projectiles and melee hitboxes are the same. They're just sort of like projectiles will actually move out, and a melee hitbox just takes the size. Well, put the bayonet on. You can see that the weapon now works completely different. It works more like a little spear thing. The bayonet. And at the basic attack, I'll actually step forward in my charged attack, which I do by holding simple down shift. Yeah, hold down. My control button doesn't work for some reason. I think it broke. But like, you can do charged attacks. The control is also used to cycle within your. Like, if you use the scroll wheel, you can cycle within your main hand. Use control while scroll wielding, you'll be able to change it offhand. But again, like, control and scroll. But, yeah. But, certain weapons, like certain charge, only charge one used at a time. Some, like this SMG magazine, which, oh, there's also an inventory system. I forgot to mention that, but there's that too. So, I can move items around my inventory. I can even take them out by clicking them and then pressing space. And I can place them on the ground in this little circle. The item system I'm really proud of, so that's why I'm talking so much about it. So like, yeah, we have a trench gun here. And right here, I'm holding my SMG. So it shoots like a bunch of small bullets that deal less damage. And if I empty my magazine, I can then reload an SMG magazine, and it'll fill up all of my uses. So, and I can actually move and shoot with the SMG, which means I can do like run and gun stuff, which is useful, right? And at this, I also have a mode where it turns into like an axe. I've got like a powerful downward thrust that can allow me to like do big damage to a single target. And then, like with the regular SMG, I can just use this to shoot a bunch of guys.
Yeah, very cool. I definitely like the inventory system that you got set up there, and yes. how you can pull in and out of the inventory and drop things on the ground.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that with Game Maker.
Well, you can do all kinds of stuff. So you know how to do C. It's not that different. It just has.
Yeah, so you got the Game Maker language coding window there in the background. So, yeah.
Apparel that you can wear for different partners. You can't see it, but there's sort of like a Dark Souls style stat. Sort of like special and Fallout, just any other RPG. Your apparel.
Yeah, that looked really cool. Do you have a name for your game yet? Have you thought about that?
I don't really know what to name this game. Trenchborn, but I figured that'd be too similar. It's called the Bloodborne, which I don't think is a good thing to be. I don't think that's good practice. But I don't really know what to call it. I'll figure that out eventually. But I don't know what to call this thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if you get a link to it, just send it to me and I'll get it up on the website so everybody can go out and play it, give it a try and
All right.
get feedback and everything.
Ooh. I'll need to create some documentation so then people.
Yeah, maybe just like a little bit how to play, because I know you're talking about like holding control to do different things, to charge and things like that. So
Space. This is sort of what I have so far.
yeah, that looks really cool. Cool.
I do have like a lot of other weapons, and we have like parry mechanics, like in Soulsborne, like in the Soulsborne type games. Like you can parry guys at certain parts in their animations, but.
Yeah, I think I played Dark Souls a long time ago. I don't think I played Bloodborne yet, but I kind of know like the mechanics of that and everything. Like when you die, you get respawned at the nearest place, and enemies respawn and things like that. But yeah, very cool. Do you have anything else you want to show off or talk about, Jacob?
I've been trying to figure out how to get 3D to work in Game Maker as well. I got it to work before, but I never really understood how it worked. So I've been trying to redo that. It's kind of jank and not really working in a way that makes that
Yeah, I
particular.
remember you did a game for Game Jam using the 3D a long time ago. It kind of looked like a
Yeah, I did.
Wolfenstein type Doom thing, with Game Maker. I was kind of surprised. I was like, yeah, I didn't know Game Maker could do 3D.
I have this right now. Kind of jank. Vibrating on walls, but I got it to kind of work. There's even a bit of grab jumping.
Looks like we had somebody just joined us. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah,
Hello.
we're just kind of wrapping up here.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to poke in and see what was happening, so.
Yeah. We kind of just went over basically history of the group, where we've been, where we plan to go, and Jacob was just showing off one of his games in here. That he's been working on a game maker game, so he's planning on putting that on itch.io. So once he gets that posted, I'll post a link and everybody can give it a try, maybe give him feedback, things like that.
Oh, there's a third person here too. Maybe.
Yeah,
Nice.
oh, go ahead.
So this is 10 plus years, huh?
Yeah, and
Yeah, I've
that's.
been doing this since I was 8, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so the
That's
group,
pretty amazing.
see if I can share it out. Entire screen. Share. So this was a good post by the guy that previously ran it. But yeah, they started up back in 2010. I started attending around 2012, but it was originally called Nox and A. And a lot of us were into doing X and A development, which you can still do X and A in mono game these days. But yeah, a lot of us were doing the Xbox Live indie games, putting stuff on Xbox 360 back then. And it's
Okay.
kind of like just a monthly meeting that we had. And then things kind of started slowing down a little bit. We went to an online hangout back in, let's see, in 2017 to 2020. Then we just started doing the monthly presentations after that. So, but we still do like the monthly game jam kickoffs. We usually get together at Panera somewhere and get together and like talk about the theme, for the game jam, and then we post those up on the website. So let's see here.
Is it monthly?
We have a monthly presentation, which is just basically me talking about.
Okay, I thought you were saying monthly game jam.
No, the game jam is annual, so we're planning on the next one in April. So here's like the one for 2025 right here. So Jeffrey made a game, and Cody, and here's Jacob's game, Machine World right here. Arnold and myself, I did a game. So that'll be coming up in April, probably first or second week in April, 2026.
I will hope to contribute to that. I've had mixed experiences with game jams so far. I've done them all solo. I think I need to join a team and try and contribute that way.
Yeah.
Every game jam I've ever done has been. Well, no. I don't think every game jam I've done is solo. But most of my games are game jams.
Yeah, typically we get together and we come up with ideas and then we kind of go off on our own and work on our own, but yeah, definitely welcome to create groups during the game jam kickoff. And I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you know Locksmith Army James. He started up he's getting names, and this is outside the game jam.
I'm really excited about that. I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic because I've learned from another group of mine that's kind of, I think has a similar feel, but they're also not game dev oriented. So I'm hoping this will go a little farther. Just trying to organize a group. I'm hoping that this will push through though.
Yeah. And I really appreciate James like leading this, because like I work a full-time job and it's hard to like get out and like commit to a meeting.
The world is insane right now. Never mind just having a life before it was insane.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, hopefully he gets a group started up here, and I like how he's doing the signups and everything. And but yeah, I've kind of had not great experiences working with groups in the past, just like, especially if it's people you don't know.
But, and it's if it's just a too wide of a net, I think is the thing. That's the thing I think that can be the weak link very often. So yeah, he's doing an amazing job pushing that forward so far, and I hope it continues to at least crawl forward. Some progress is better than no progress.
I definitely agree. Just to get the ball rolling, and it may not be the best game in the world if they did create something, but hey, it's like getting people together, getting people talking, and things.
Yeah,
like that.
And if we can get, I'm imagining the ideal is maybe 5-6 plus people working on a very small game, so it feels like it'll probably be crowded if that's the case. Maybe we try and encourage everyone to do something that they're not very familiar with and that sort of thing, or break out into groups. But I'm excited for it. See what happens.
Yeah. I'm definitely very supportive of this, and I think it just take a little bit of direction, like figuring out, hey, what tools do we want to use? I don't know how. I haven't looked at the spreadsheet yet, but I don't know if like one person is going to be the sole coder or what. But just getting everybody on the same page and figuring out what they're going to develop and things like that. And I think the important thing is just to take it slow. Just doing it for fun. This isn't going to make $1 million or anything.
That is a great point. Yeah. Yeah, take it slow. Right. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. Let's see here. Well, unless anybody... So I see Raleigh Music is in the group. I don't know if he's just chat only, but appreciate him joining in as well. I think he came to the last Game Jam kickoff, I think.
Yeah, probably if you don't have a mic, I think you could probably text in general or something.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a chat on here as well or not, but yeah, it doesn't look like you did. Can I unmute him?
Yeah, I don't think they've said anything. I think they might have said hello at the very beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see a chat or anything. So, unless anybody else has anything to share or talk about.
Wait, no, there is a chat.
There is a chat. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Open soundboard.
If you hover over general, there's an open chat and invite to voice option.
Oh, there we go. This is start of general channel. Yeah, I don't see anything in here.
Oh, and then all of a sudden I can see that Rolly or Raleigh is on their phone. Huh.
Yeah, maybe he's just listening. But anyway, appreciate everybody getting on. And yeah, I'll take this and post it to the website for our monthly podcast. And if y'all want to go back and watch Jacob's presentation showing his game, it'll be up there. So,
ooh. One more time, just to say, LD, is that what you go by?
Yeah, you can call me Levi. It's just easier to type LD Smith.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was at the 2024 Game Jam. And that was kind of 2 weeks after I had just started getting into Godot and learning game dev in general. And yeah, that was amazing. Props for keeping this going. I just, yeah, want to make sure that you know that you're appreciated. And I have no doubt that you do not get enough thank yous and appreciation said out loud for the things that you do to keep this group moving.
Yeah, just trying to do what I can do, because I've always been like game dev nerd since I was a teenager. So, and just I think it's important to keep the community active here in Knoxville.
Man, yeah.
So
the thing is consistency, and you've kept it up. That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
Always have something to talk about. So what is your first name again?
What's that?
What is your first name again?
Colin Smith.
Okay, I remember you now. I just see the Trevny
is how I've pronounced it. But yeah, Inverted Studio is kind of what I've been going floating around for the last couple months, 6 months or so. We'll see if it sticks.
Yeah, I remember Colin, though.
Yeah. I should maybe just change it back. Especially if I'm still not sure, but
it's all good. All righty. I guess we're going to call it for this month. And, hope maybe we'll start doing a little get together like this, maybe once a month, if there's interest, people have tough stuff to show off.
Yeah. I think that might be a good idea. Just, even just an hour and a half long little chat. Go longer if it needs to, but
yeah, I probably need to do that. That's probably a good idea.
Yep, sounds good. We'll plan on doing something next month then. So appreciate everybody getting on.
You're welcome.
Right. Have a good one.
Talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Happy New Year. Thanks for still being alive.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Eat it.